Today, I'm speaking with Glenn Schiffbauer, the Executive Director of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce, and Carolyn Parr is head of Mind Over Markets, a strategic green marketing communications company. She is also board president of the Green Chamber of Commerce. These two are here with us today to speak about the Santa Fe Green Festival, which will be this Saturday at El Museo across from the Santa Fe Farmers Market from 8 to 4 p.m. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Carolyn and Glenn.
Thank you for having us today.
Thank you, Zaylee.
So can you tell us what the Santa Fe Green Festival is?
Sure. We have decided for the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce to bring together as many green and sustainable businesses as possible and allow them to showcase all of their services, all of their products, and really kind of the nexus of the idea was that we wanted to have a way for our members of the Green Chamber of Commerce to be able to display what they have.
Can you talk about some of those members there? And how many do you have at the Green Chamber of Commerce?
We are just under 90 now of new paying members that we've kind of garnered over the last year or so. And they run the gamut from, you know, the typical prototype of a green business, which would be like a solar installer, somebody's in conservation, to fair trade jewelers, people who just try and do business in a sustainable way and have sustainable business practices in their own business.
Do you all have criteria for this? And I think about this a lot when I think about smaller businesses all the way up to really large corporations kind of trying to do this greenwashing and appear green. What kind of criteria do businesses have to follow to be considered green? Is it a certain number or value?
Well, they need to really look at the triple bottom line and adhere to that and strive for it, which is, you know, people, planet, and profit. So it's kind of a self-policing kind of criteria. You know, you wouldn't have a big box store that really didn't care about their employees, really didn't care about any sort of sustainable practices, looking to us to join, knowing that at some point we're going to be advocating either with the legislature or city or county for some of their things that they wouldn't support, so that we couldn't stand up and say, this is something that all of our members are behind and have, you know, a big box store that's in town say, well, no, we don't really believe in that. We don't want to pay a living wage, those kinds of things.
I just want to add here, because the businesses that are part of the chamber are a variety, and we really want inclusion versus exclusion, to bring businesses that even want to bring in green practices or sustainable practices to come in. And we offer education, advocacy, and events that you know, encourage that. So we're not a certification, like you have to go through this process. But if you go on the website, it does have a our mission, and if there is an alignment with that and a desire to do business, we call it doing business better. Then they can become a member. Okay, so it's really about taking business to another level and not necessarily excluding other businesses because they're not quote unquote green, because there are a lot of shades of green out there.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Well, then I'd like to talk about some of that, because I think that some people would argue that, you know, maybe bigger businesses aren't green or polluting businesses aren't green, but as you say, people may be trying to do that transition. It's not necessarily an easy one. So what kind of advice, what kind of working with businesses do you do to try to encourage green practices?
So Glenn is our executive director, and he's the one that recruits mostly. It's, you know, through information and through education, and letting them know about what we're doing in legislation as well. Not every business would become a member of the chamber if they don't you know, adhere to the values of what our organization is about, okay? And like Glenn said, it's really it's self-regulated, and we're out there to encourage businesses just to agree to the triple bottom line, and to try to continue that effort within their business. So there are other organizations like the B Corp, right, that are really have very strong principles and practices that we encourage our members to be part of. I know for my company, not a B Corp company, but Green America, which is another organization that has a certification process that I went through personally. So we encourage that as well.
Can you, for people who don't know what a B Corp is, this is popular among nonprofits, can you explain that?
Yeah, I probably am not the best person to explain it. It's a benefit corporation, and there's five criteria for the B Corp. Are you aware of all of that?
Yeah, there's more than that and more things that you have to prove. But basically what a B Corporation allows you to do is conduct business and have maybe a root cause for your business and not be liable to your shareholders for maximizing profits. So, for instance, okay, you know, if somebody like Ben & Jerry's or Patagonia has a cause that they want to support and they want to put money towards that or dedicate part of their business to that, people invest in those companies knowing that that's what's going to happen, and they therefore are giving up their right to sue if they didn't somehow maximize their profits for their shareholders. And it's really the ultimate free market corporation. A lot of people look at it as, oh, this is kind of that feel-good liberal corporation kind of thing. But, you know, somebody like Hobby Lobby, who chooses to be closed on Sunday because of their religious values, if they were a B Corporation and they were publicly traded, their shareholders would say, okay, we believe in that. We won't and we cannot sue you for not making as much money as you possibly can by being closed one day.
But there is criteria. Right? I actually started the process myself, and I was like, "Oh wow, this is pretty intense."
No, there's a lot.
I mean, it takes into account, you know, the energy usage, the people that the practices for your employees, water, and you know, how you relate to your clients. So it's, if you go to the B Corp website, you'll see this long, you know, list of criteria to become one. And we have a few members that are. Positive Energy Solar, which is a member of our organization, is one of the first in New Mexico. Drew Tulchin at Social Enterprise is another B Corp.
Dapwood in Albuquerque is one.
Well, let's talk about some of the businesses that are going to be present there. I think you mentioned that you had about 40 and counting at Saturday's Green Festival.
Yeah, 40 and counting. We've got some people that are signing up today, so we're booking booths as late as tomorrow, so we can get set up.
So talk about who's there, and I know that part of this is really showing people the variety of different kind of green businesses, what that means.
Well, we've got a couple of the kind of sizzly things, which are electric cars. People really are very tuned into that. Wilson Scanlon from Verve Gallery is going to let us display his Tesla. Santa Fe BMW just today is getting in their first electric i3. It's an all-electric BMW, and they are going to have that out on the tarmac.
Yay!
Yeah, you
we of course can't ride in that, though, right? I mean, last time we had an electric car, Aiden said, well, are we going to get in, or are we going to go for a ride? No,
but I'm sure
I stood behind the wheel, though, the other day. I was like, I want this car.
Yeah, they're very, very cool.
And is this just a prototype? Are they actually, can anybody can order these electric cars
this
now
is
from
the
BMW?
The first one that they have in Santa Fe for sale. So we got a preview as they were doing a tour across the country, but this is,
This one that's
sell.
There is for sale,
yeah.
You're saying? Oh, really?
I'm sure they'll sell it on Saturday.
Highest bidder. There we go. Yeah. We don't know what the price is.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'll have solar companies like Positive Energy Solar, the Firebird, which, you know, is a very green-run company. They recycle almost everything. that they get, including all their crating, their scrap metal and things like that. You know, it made sense to them from a bottom line standpoint to sell that stuff back and make it. But they've got an infrared grill, which is like if you want to continue grilling, you don't want to be throwing carbon into the air, they have a grill that allows you to do that. And they'll have that showcased.
And then there's Reflective Images, which is a fair trade jeweler. Mark Hoyt actually is on the board of our organization, the Santa Fe Chamber, and they do non-conflict diamonds and other gems that are fair trade. So, and he's an advocate of that. He has a large voice in that realm, in the country. So they'll be there. I've actually bought some of their jewelry. And I'm looking at the list of other, we have Constellation Home Electronics will be there, Dahl, and you said Santa Fe BMW.
Santa Fe BMW. We have some nonprofits that are going to be there, particularly that are in the conservation and sustainability sectors of the nonprofit. But we also have one that I'm really excited about, which is Adelante. And what they have done is they're taking coffee bags from Ohori's Coffee that they used to throw out, and they got a bunch of commercial sewing equipment, and they are making reusable shopping bags that they're going to be selling to raise money for their Mujeres program, which is a group of homeless women that are working to try and make some money and sustain themselves.
Is this the first time that they've tried to create their own product out of that, to actually raise money for Adelante?
Well, I think it is, because I met with them early on when we were supporting the plastic bag reuse ordinance, yeah. And they were asking, well, you know, what kind of things can we do? We can sew. And I said, you know, people are going to be needing shopping bags. And so these are going to be a little on the high end, but they're really beautiful. You can go to our Facebook page, and they're displayed there, and also on Adelante's.
And you're really supporting a great cause.
Exactly. And we've got other nonprofits in there, like the Santa Fe Watershed Association. You know, they were very instrumental in the Santa Fe Green Lodging Initiative. So it's going to be a great group.
And we have kids' activities. We have to say this, because that's a big reason we didn't make it an expo when we made it a festival. It's for the community to come out and see what we're doing in chamber. But even beyond that, we're getting help from other organizations. There's some interactive exhibits for kids. We'll have an eco art table where there'll be projects going on. The Global Warming Express kids will be there, of course. They'll be there, and you know, they'll be housed in where our nonprofits as soon as you come in. And we made sure that it was at the Santa Fe farmers market, so we can draw from that market and hopefully make enough noise on the other side of the tracks for people to come through.
So this will be inside the museo?
In and outside. Yeah, there'll be exhibitors outside, and then there'll be exhibitors on the inside. We have there's about 10 or 12 booths on the outside with the cars and so forth.
We have the cars.
Yeah,
that
car will definitely make people cross the tracks, I think.
I hope so.
I would imagine. It did last time. I'm speaking here with Glenn Schiffbauer, the Executive Director of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce, and Carolyn Pars, Head of Mind Over Markets, and also on the board of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. Now, can you all talk generally, I will say there is an insert in the Santa Fe New Mexican today about green business, eco-conscious, so pick it up. And in there, Carolyn, you actually write a nice editorial letter as well, kind of about the value about green businesses are making it. I mean, this idea of people, profit, and planet, there is a lot of profit in green business, and it seems that whereas once that may have been a difficult message to convey, everyone was nervous about it, that now it's kind of assumed that this is something that can be very profitable as well. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I say in my editorial piece, which is true, that in 2008, when, you know, the economy took a nosedive, and there were green products out there that were very sustainable, seventh generation. They were around for a while, as well as Patagonia. But there were other products that were that came out from more mainstream companies, like when Clorox came out with GreenWorks. You see that in stores. Actually, what happened during that time, their sales really plummeted, and they actually pulled some products from their line. And meanwhile, companies like 7-Gen were growing and continued a steady growth during that really volatile time. And they took a look at that and like, why is that so? And it's really that's where the values driven comes in. Their customers believe and they have a value. They buy with their values, not just with costs. Even though I always say that green, you should spell green with three E's, you know. Economy. We'll always start with the ecology, economy, and efficacy. If all three of those things are happening, then why not? So if you have a product, two products, and one has this value driven, and say it performs in the same way, or is competitively priced, then green will always be the tipping point, even in mainstream. So. I'm looking forward to the day where green is just the way it is. Like you say, it's assumed. It's just sustainability is happening in the design process at the very beginning of a new product instead of something in an aftermath. So green can be very profitable, and companies have proven it all day long.
And do you go, if you see a business that maybe wants to be green and needs help, or something like PNM that is... We have the coal plants, they're considering it, they want it, we go in, or other businesses, I don't know, Walmart, something like this. I mean, some of these big stores, can you go in and say, I want to recommend that you all do this, because it's actually really easy. Do you actually approach them? I mean, again, Glenn, you're part of recruitment in this, as Carolyn said earlier. Can you go in and say, we see that these are easy ways you can do it. What's the fear? Even solar energy. Why is this even debatable? Here in New Mexico, this is extraordinary. All of the resource that we have, shouldn't it be even bigger?
Well, it should be. And, you know, the bigger companies are a little bit more difficult to go in and approach and say. We found that as the Green Chamber of Commerce, that those discussions usually take place in more of a political and legislative, and that, you know, where we're working on something that makes it a pathway for them to do those things better. I think almost any business, you know, wants to do things as green and sustainable as they can, but some of them are stuck in a model that doesn't really allow them. They have to answer to shareholders. They have to maximize some profits. But I think that everybody does recognize, including PNM and some of the power, the utilities around the state, and especially the co-ops that don't have that restriction so much of having to, you know, have a certain return on investment, that there are some obstacles to making that shift that are legislative, or the Public Regulation Commission has some things that they, you know, mandate that they have to do. But I think everybody is seeing that the cost of solar is less than any sort of fossil fuel, any carbon fuel, and wind. And the technologies are starting to catch up. I mean, it's going to be you know, not that long in the future when we probably don't even need a utility company that's producing electricity. You can pull your BMW electric car up and park it under your solar carport, and when the sun goes down, you just reverse. There's an inverter that powers your house from your car battery, and we're not that far away.
I just like to add a little bit to that, because you mentioned some corporations like Walmart. The truth of the matter is, with Walmart, they have been a leader in this piece, and it's not because of altruism. It's the bottom line.
Right, right.
They changed their light bulbs one year and saved $7 million. They doubled their SKUs they're the number one retailer for organic milk in the world. So, right, because they're Walmart, right? So when Walmart
exactly.
does anything, it becomes this big splash. So they see it as a demographic, or in my world, they would say a psychographic of individuals that believe in a certain thing, and they go for it. And it's a bottom line driven thing. And I think for larger corporations, that's where they look first. And there's other levels of PR that can go along with that. For PNM, they are the recycler, business recycler of the year. recently. So they're all doing something, and I think they're moving. We want them to move faster because, you know, we're more flexible with small businesses. But I've seen large corporations, you know, I'm in this world. Every major corporation has a sustainability director these days, or a corporate responsibility. So you're seeing more and more of that. We just wanted to move faster, I think.
Well, absolutely. And what do you all think of this kind of backlash in Arizona, where people want to tax solar energy? You know, while other maybe polluting industries get subsidies, people are thinking, bottom line, we can tax solar too. This certainly wouldn't come to New Mexico, would it?
I hope not. You know, I think as it gets more and more out there and it becomes a real business model, I mean, it's a disruptive technology, and yeah. The larger companies are saying, wait a minute, not so fast. So you're going to see more of that, I think, out there as solar and wind and other, even geothermal, get more traction.
So we're talking about also the Santa Fe, the Green Chamber of Commerce, and there is a big Santa Fe Green Festival this Saturday at El Museo, right across from the Farmers Market, from 8 to 4 p.m. Looks like there'll be a lot of fun stuff, things for kids, sustainable agriculture, gardening, green building technology, our beloved Global Warming Express performances. Kids are really getting involved. I'm finding that actually a lot. It's really encouraging to see that kids are kind of understanding it. And being able not only to understand the technology, but the larger concepts about it. I feel like there's been a lot of work on your part, maybe in the Green Chamber of Commerce, of making that accessible to people who might not understand kind of how simple it can be, right?
Yes.
Now tell us a little bit, before we go, let's make sure we mention some of the events that the Green Chamber of Commerce has. You've had these green drink events, which are really quite wonderful. I've had a few of the guests who you've had come speak. I've kind of taken them onto the radio afterwards. Biomimicry comes to mind as well. Talk about green drinks quickly.
Green Drinks is actually a national, and I think even an international organization. And they you see them in this networking in many major cities. Santa Fe has one, and so does Albuquerque. So it's Green Drinks. It's a networking. We don't necessarily drink green drinks, right? But we go to restaurants and bars and all sorts of places. The first Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 7, where people who are interested, businesses who are interested in networking with other like-minded organizations that, you know, believe in sustainability or socially focused businesses can come and network. And we always have a speaker for a very short period of time, like 15, 20 minutes. And we've had a number of biomimicry, we've had sustainable financing out there. We've had marketing, so it's really just it's an encouragement for businesses. It costs nothing just to come in and learn a little bit more about what it is to, you know, in business to go green.
And really just to network and to meet each other, to see the different businesses that are out there. Excuse me. Every time that I've gone, it's been really nice to see the diversity, as you say.
Exactly, and also to be able to pick up. You know, again, we're talking about the levels of green. Somebody who thinks, well, I don't know exactly what I can do to make my business greener. This is a great way to meet people who are doing it and find out what more you can do.
And so the other way is for everyone to go to the Santa Fe Green Festival this Saturday across from the Farmers Market, 8 to 4. Thank you so much, Glenn Schiffbauer, Carolyn Pars of the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with Patrick Dawson about vintage beer, another event this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
Thank you.